the devil's advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can join us the last segment of the day, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, a little protest action in Tulsa this weekend. Did you see that? I found it on the Raw story, the Reagan Day dinner. All the Republicans got together, a little fundraiser action. Apparently had it at the Radisson. But some of our good friends showed up, Dom, just to crash the party. A little bit of coverage, and then back to the phones. If you dial right now at 844-967-2789, the Wisconsin Supreme Court's recent decision to allow a ban on ballot drop boxes during elections in April generated a backlash from voting rights advocates in the state. Organizers for the Poor People's Campaign, Souls to the Polls, our friends at Voces de la Frontera, our friends at the Fight for 15 and other activist groups showed up to raise their voices on Friday evening outside the Radisson Hotel in Tulsa, where the state's GOP annual Reagan Day dinner was underway. The diners at the Radisson know that they could win these elections if they played them fair. Let me try that again. These diners at the Radisson know that we could win these elections if they played them fair, said Reverend Greg Lewis, founder of Souls to the Polls. So they have to do everything they can to make it difficult for us. A little bit more from Lewis. The people coming to this expensive dinner tonight are people who want us to be quiet and go away. They want us to stop voting so they can gain control over who leads our communities, our state, and our nation. We will fight back every step of the way. We will win back our state, and we will rebuild a society where everyone matters, everyone is cared for, and everyone can flourish in their own way. Now, I'd point out, Dom, the crowd's energy seemed unaffected by the heavy winds that buffeted them, and among the items created for the demonstration was a towering walking puppet in the images of Republican candidate for governor Rebecca Clayfish, who attended the dinner at the Radisson. So they made a giant Rebecca puppet. We got some friends that are quoted in this piece, including State Senator LaTanya Johnson, Democrat from Milwaukee, stressed the importance of voting. This is about our families, according to Johnson. This is about youth. This is about your ability to live your lives. Johnson emphasized that as Milwaukee goes, so does the rest of the state. Now, Senator Ron Johnson, not related to LaTanya, was one of the guest speakers at the big event. And he apparently said something to the effect, people decide to have families and become parents. That's something they need to consider when they make that choice. Now, I question Ron, did he want to roll that back? And not so much.
Apparently, no, not at all.
We the people cannot afford other people's kids. As he concluded in an interview with WKBT, I've never really felt it was society's responsibility to take care of other people's kids. So anyways, there were those people and Kristen Sinicki.
Yeah, let me jump in here, Curtis. Yeah, I got this as well. Kristen Sinicki, interim chair of the Milwaukee Democratic Party, pointed to voter suppression efforts in the legislature, including bills that would make it illegal for people to drop off absentee ballots for a spouse or friend. You know, ballot harvesting, Crudy. Restrictions on absentee ballots affect families in a variety of ways, she said. During the rally speeches, some protesters noticed hotel staff taking down license plate numbers of cars in the lot. Soon afterwards, Wauwatosa police officers arrived to talk to some of the demonstrators.
Bad boys, what you gonna do when the Republicans come County for you, Dom? They did that to us, too.
They can't even handle. I mean, what is this? It's like the beginning of The Godfather when the feds are taking down the license plate numbers at Connie's wedding, right? Also, Outagamie County executive and candidate for U.S. Senate Tom Nelson declared, we have got to stand up to these bullies because it's our right to vote. It's not just our right to vote, but the next generation and the generation after that. Nelson recounted that his wife, who was a cancer survivor, was unable to vote during the pandemic. Quote, she wasn't going to go to a polling site because she had an immunocompromised system, and it was during the pandemic, and she didn't get her absentee ballot until after the election.
Well, that's ironic, Tom, because Rebecca Clayfish had the very same attitude. She also voted indefinitely confined during the pandemic. That's going to be a little awkward during her speech at the big, you know.
But, you know, it's only awkward if people, number one, know it. Number one, recognize the absolute hypocrisy of it all and then judge them for it. So, you know, I'd like to think that, you know, the shame and hypocrisy would have some impact with Republicans, but it obviously does not. If it was okay for Rebecca to do it, why isn't it okay for everyone to do it? And what is it about my taking my absentee ballot into the vestibule of the city hall slash police station at my ward and dropping it off in an unmanned box that would make my vote somehow illegal or fraudulent? I mean, it is such a frickin' joke. And they know, I mean, all these efforts will reduce voting. And they're fine with that. They're fine with martyring their own voters, their own people that would not show up because they think that more of the Dems won't show up. And that is what they're all about.
Well, I'm glad our friends went and did a little protesting at the Reagan Day dinner. Hell, if you want to protest me right out here, 3535 University Avenue. Talking to you, big ugly Keith Best. You know, here's how Republicans have protested me of late. Some mean words on Facebook. You know, big ugly Keith Best was talking trash, casting shade on me on Facebook. I'm like, oh, that almost stings. I wish I didn't have a microphone I could trash your obviously racist ass, what, thrice fired from legislative aides positions?
Not once, not twice,
and
but
I'm the
three times fired.
Guy?
Oh, he's just talking some trash, man. You know, he's a drummer. He's a musician. How bad could he be?
Pretty bad.
Dominic, he's wrong on pretty much everything.
Do you think your buddy, who is right on one thing, Ram Jam? Do you think Ram Jam was invited down to the old Reagan Day dinner?
Oh, that's a good question. I have no idea how he's, you know, being perceived and taken in by this party. I mean, obviously the majority of the leadership wants nothing to do with
him. Well,
they
treat him like a redheaded stepchild.
Right, they recognize.
Juwan Howard bitch slapped to the head.
but as you mentioned, and I think quite accurately, there this perception of voter fraud and election fraud that, you know, was started by Trump and built up over a year and eaten, you know, hook, line, and sinker by people like Ram Jam and those folks, it is having an impact on this party. So, you know, what was the invite? I don't know, probably, but did he spend the money? Who knows? But what does it matter anyway? Voss is the leader of this party right now, not Rebecca Clayfish. Voss.
Come on, man. They'd never heard of Robin Voss in half the state. I mean, his people's knowledge of who the hell Robin Voss is quite low. He might be the most powerful,
but so what? That doesn't change the fact that he wields the power. Just because you don't know who wields the power doesn't change that he does.
What do you think? He's Illuminati? He's a popcorn salesman, for Christ's sake.
He's a Mason, allegedly.
Appreciate all of the fine people listening. You know, perhaps accepting you, CJ. I didn't mean to rough you up there on live radio.
Oh, CJ, you got to call during the 5 o'clock hour, man.
Or
I'll be nice.
Big ugly Keith Best. Hate to Juwan Howard your ass, but, you know, if it's good enough for Tony, it's good enough for you. Have a great night, everyone.
You're all worthless and weak.
You're not say Ukraine weak.
Russia, if you're listening,
I love you.